Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mannine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
How well do you know your significant other is the question I want to ask you.
I guess well as hell.
Well as hell. I'll go with that.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you really know what your significant other does or did for work before isolating themselves, before we all had to social isolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that you know exactly what they're doing.
Well, you mean like what would their day-to-day workload be at work?
Yeah, because according to this, 46% of the people say they weren't totally sure what their significant other did during the day at work.
Hmm.
But now, since they've been working together, it's down 22%. They figured it out.
Ring of fire, jobs that you could not do from home. Go.
Fast food.
Paramedic.
Drywall.
I'm playing.
Okay.
I can't think of one. Go.
Fish.
Paige?
Ice skate.
Processed deer.
Fat boy wins.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go with prostate exams next.
Yeah. Well, you can do it from 6 feet away.
I wish.
Now more than ever, selfie sticks are going to be used for more things than just taking selfies.
You remember when somebody years ago tried to sell us one for $30?
I bought one. It was first of its kind. Like, I remember one time I paid like $400 for a radar detector.
God! A fuzz buster?
A Cobra. It was one of the real good ones. But yeah, I could see that. So people say that now they have no idea what their significant other
really
they
does,
knew what their occupation was, but not what their day-to-day was.
Yeah, like how hard is it? Or sitting online if you're on a conference call with all these people. For example, one of the things is, it's funny, I didn't know I was married to the let's circle back guy. The things that you would do during the meeting.
You know how I am about that.
I know.
And now instead of jumping on a call, people are going, you want to jump on Skype?
Yeah.
Circle back around?
I'm going to shoot you an email.
Oh, well, be careful. I'm low on toilet paper. I'm going to use a CVS receipt. You seen that meme yet? Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's new. I haven't heard that before. 32% of people say that their significant other's job sounds interesting, and 20% say it's boring.
Somebody said to me, Hank and Mac, you got a Greenville News Piedmont tramp stamp. I was like, no, tough times. I had to wipe with the front page.
Right.
I had to do it. I'd use the courier. I'm like, I'm paying for this for something. Might as well use it.
And see, my significant other always thought that he worked harder than I did.
And now you realize and that 20, was true.
29% of these people admit that their partners do work harder. Yeah, I mean, I know some people, when they have bad days, they have really, really bad days at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got it pretty good.
I know. We're working during all this. Luckily, I'm glad. I don't want to do this from home.
I don't.
That would suck so bad.
This is fun.
But, you know, we're here during... you know, there's rumors going around that people that work during this will get some kind of bonus in the fall. Not here, but in other places. Saying crisis pay or something. What is it called?
Hazard pay.
Hazardous duty pay. Yeah.
You get that in the military.
I've had hazardous duties my whole life. I hold on tight on the guardrail.
That's what that noise is. I was wondering on that side of the room.
Yeah. It's like that. What was that ride at Disney World where it made you feel like you were going in outer space, but you were not really? It was just spinning you around real fast.
Oh, I don't know.
Space Mountain.
No.
The one I know of.
The one where, yeah, regardless, that's the way I feel in the toilet this whole time.
I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm floating right now. No, your legs are asleep. You've been sitting there 30 minutes.
I am, I
feel like you're sitting on a mountain.
You're in the spinning house in the tornado.
It's like, oh, no, there's Toto. No, I missed the toilet. Oh,
goodness gracious.
You went so much, it stacked you up.
Right. Yeah. My head was touching the ceiling. Going to have to use the obituaries tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to have to take some of this to Baldwin Road, your damn self. Get a shovel.
Will that make... Oh, it's a silly joke. Never mind.
Okay.
Can you go to Baldwin Road and just dump it in? Like, I don't know. I'd like to take a tour and find out.
Probably not, because they charge you to go drop off, like, scrap metal and stuff.
Like, if you go to Bath and Body Works, they let you wash your hands and test out the stuff. If you go to Baldwin Road, do you get to use the bathroom?
Leah, what is their bathroom like?
Would you like the tour of Malden Road?
Yes.
Behind the scenes. Yes. Everybody's doing tutorials and live feeds. I want to see what the bathroom looks like at the Waste Management Center.
Can I go here?
Like when you go on some tours, you have to sit and watch the video before you can watch the Everybody Poops video.
Or is it like the Children's Museum where you can see what happens? Like, can you go at Malden Road and then follow it to the pond?
I told them they ought to have a lazy river.
Oh, no.
Another attraction.
They followed your doo-doo on sonar.
I'm just saying,
like a ship coming in.
That you guys are thinking it's going to be like the chocolate rivers in Willy Wonka when you go in there.
You're gross, Paige.
I know. Come on.
It's not that glamorous.
Like the Reedy River of old.
It's not that glamorous, I'm sure.
I'd feel bad for you if you work there, you know, like 5:30 every morning.
By the way, somebody tell me what's going on with that glowing pod of Lake Hotwell.
Oh, no.
Why is it glow over there?
What's all that radio action going on?
The two-headed fish.
They got catfish 6 feet long in that lake.
They got carp in there bigger than me. Not as strong as me. I whip a carp's ass.
I don't want to see that.
I noodled them.
I put my fist in your large mouth, if you know what I'm saying. Hello.
Yeah. Catch and release.
Cornelius.
I can't do it. I just say things like parlor to keep it going, man. Like during fussing today, one of my accents changed during it, and I couldn't get back to it.
Sorry.
All my Southern women voices sound like my mama. I can't help it.
I wonder why.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mom.
She's going to do a fussing one day.
She should.
Guest voice.
I want to get her on one day just to talk about stuff, but I don't want to send her into hysterics.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you would make her nervous? If you told her what it was all about. If you told her what you're going to do prior to, she'd get nervous about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just what it is. Some of the things she tells me are funny and interesting, her point of view about stuff. You know, like I've said before, she thinks that, you know, everything's upside down, on fire and stuff.
Mm-hmm. The sky is falling.
Does she still tell you not to run through the house if you go see her?
She don't ever cook no more. She'll say it just because she wants the floor to fall in. She ain't cooking a cake.
Do you really run through the house like you used to?
Hell yeah.
If I got to go to the bathroom, that's the only reason.
Okay.
Run like hell.
I mean, see that.
Any other time you run through your house other than when you got to go to the bathroom? Your phone's in your pocket.
Yeah, pretty much. But if I got to go to the bathroom, it's like Last of the Mohicans. It's like a big stampede.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Put a headdress on and everything. Oh. You take your moccasins off before you go in.
He takes everything off. Don't you listen to his stories?
P1 Jethro, who's notorious for not wearing shoes, going barefoot everywhere. I wonder if he's putting the vinyl gloves on his feet.
Yeah.
I got moccasins as a kid once. I guess everybody got them, right?
Gee, where'd you get them from?
I got the wrong ones.
There's a land called Cherokee.
I got the ones without soles, and
what?
I wore them to school. And I saw another kid with moccasins, but he had soles. I'm like, oh, no.
How could you have them without soles?
Stepped in the water.
Without soles.
You were soulless Joe Jackson.
I didn't know about soles. Not yet.
Oh.
I hadn't been to J.H. Cook yet.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know any cobblers.
Goodness.
What's up, Lebos?
All right.
I know I ruined them.
Well, I could possibly make your dreams come true by telling you this story that could be something that you would completely love, Fat Boy. CableTV.com is looking to hire 5 people who will watch every episode of any show of their choosing, regardless of how long it will take to get through every episode, and they will do it for a fee of $2,000.
I mean, I've
she
seen
said that like Mrs. Hanky Man. $2,000.
$2,000. I've seen probably every Dateline, pretty close to it. I watch that one a lot.
Which Dateline?
It's the regular Dateline, but I got it on different channels like OWN and Dateline on ID.
I was going to say there's one where they bleep ass on, I think it's the CW version of it or whatever.
Ass?
They bleep ass.
It's different on each network.
Yeah, it is. Like some networks, like they're cool with ass. Others, they say the S word.
Wow.
I don't get it.
It's different.
I want to hear Pawn Stars where they come in and say, hey, man, you know anything about this? Man, I don't know S about that. I don't have any friends anymore. They're all quarantined. Yeah, I can't invite them to come down to evaluate your item.
The best thing on Pawn Stars is the Rick Harrison laugh compilation. You can watch on YouTube. All the smoker laughs.
There's another one, too, where they turn it into a song with him going, okay. It's like, okay. It almost sounds like O'Reilly's.
Oh, yeah.
Man, between that and Botchamania.
Well, if you're one of the chosen few, the five people, you will also get some perks.
Like all right.
Yeah, like a free year of your preferred streaming service.
Oh.
A $100 gift card to use to have food delivered while you're working hard, watching all your shows, sitting on your couch.
But they will select just one? Or how many?
You have to select just one show that you're going to watch in its entirety. You need to be 18 years of age. You need to be an active social media user. And all you got to do is watch TV and post it on Instagram or Twitter. And you have to apply by April 20th.
Do you have to be verified?
It didn't say that. You just have to be on social media.
They're going
to
pick people who have like hundreds of thousands of followers. They're not going to pick somebody who's got like 111. How can I sign up for this?
You got thousands at least.
So, I mean, you can pick whatever you want, even The Simpsons that has over.
Oh, you know, God.
God. That would take you 27 years to watch.
I think nine seen them all already.
Well, you can see part of it. It's legs covering one part of the screen. I thought his foot said doh yesterday on the picture he sent.
Can you retroact him? Because he's seen them all.
Retro pay.
Well, let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we?
Celebrity birthdays.
Jenna Jameson. Oh. She was once a guest on the show.
I just watched one of her movies the other day.
Which one?
The Masseuse.
You actually know the title.
She was so hot.
She a good actress?
It went bad, honestly. I mean, for...
Now, was this filmed before I closed down the massage parlor?
Yeah, it's been a while. She don't look as hot now. I think she follows me on Twitter as a good ego boost.
Really?
It's awesome.
Why did she's, any reason why? Like, did you tweet her and she said, oh, I'll follow this guy. He's fat boy. I feel bad.
I think he's
a pity follow.
See a bunch of my movies in his private time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, but she's real wild political. She's real right.
Who was it that she was married to when we interviewed her?
The Is boxer.
Oh, it's Tito. Yeah. No, it was prior to Tito Ortiz.
It was the old director she used to be married. I forget his name.
Because we interviewed her and she called it. So we gave her publicist or whatever the hotline number to call in, and she called it. And then Fab, or it may have been nine at the time, we wrote down the direct number on the caller ID. And because she said, I'm in a hotel here in Vegas. So the idea was we'll call back that same hotel room the next day and say, you'll never believe who slept in your bed last night. Because we wanted to see would they think, Jenna Jameson slept in his bed? This is great. Or they'd be like, ooh, porn. Uh-huh. Turns out. Her husband answered the phone. He had stayed over an extra day in the hotel, and he answered the phone. Then we interviewed Jenna Jameson's husband for like 5 minutes. It was great.
Yep.
It was great.
Yep.
See what that's like.
Jenna Jameson.
How old is she?
Dude, is she? She's got to be like 51.
46?
Fat boy knows it. Jenna Jameson is 46.
How old is the MILF hunter now? Does he get to go to grocery stores early?
He's got his own bar in Florida. He's fat now with long hair.
Yeah, you've updated me on that.
Captain Stabbins is daddy.
What about the big sausage party delivery pizza guy? What's he up to?
I don't know. I think he's the dancing bear now. I know they have a rotation that wears the mask. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure he's one of the dancing bears.
Lisa Ann retired, right?
Yeah.
She the one that so. Did.
She was a hussy to us.
She was mean to you.
She's mean to all of us. It's when she was doing the Sarah Palin bit, and she was performing at Landis, or One of them adult entertainment complexes that I shut down.
She wouldn't be performing now. I'd shut it down. No, she was coming to Mansion, a private show.
Man, she was just so bougie and hoity-toity. Like, dude, I've seen the end of your movies. Sure, at the beginning, you look great. I've seen the end.
Oh. Was it happy? No.
I mean, I guess for one.
I couldn't tell.
No. Ew. Dennis Quaid, it's his birthday today.
I like him. Oh. I think he's a great actor.
There's a Mississippi leg hound in him. That's random.
What's Dennis Quaid's best movie?
Traffic?
Incorrect. The movie was Frequency.
That was a good one, too.
Aww. Greatest movie.
Had Love Jesus movie. In it.
Had Jesus in it. It had radio in it. It had his dead father in it. It had everything about my life in it. I have a dead father. I'm on the radio, and...
It's almost autobiographical.
Yeah, and I like DQ, Dairy Queen. That's his initial. See, right. It all makes sense. I'm going to say Dennis Quaid is 64.
6'5". It's like 58.
Oh, no. Dennis Quaid is 66 today.
Jeez, he'll seem like he's that old.
He looks better at 66, and I looked at 26. That sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about Randy Quaid? Is he still living with us?
Is he older?
I think he's in Canada, right? He left the country.
Yeah, he was. He was like the male equivalent of Roseanne Barr for a bit, where he was just
lost his mind.
I thought it was a bit at first that he was just doing those press freakouts where like TMZ would follow him and he'd start just
paranoia.
Yeah, but I think he's really.
He is.
He thinks one day that the aliens are going to come to the Earth and he's going to have to drive his. Maybe someone hasn't seen that movie yet, but
he took off with Evie, left the country.
Evie who?
That was his wife.
Oh.
Remember? Evie. Randy.
You're a
Evie.
Big fan. How old is Randy Quaid? It's not his birthday. Don't guess. Not. What else, Paige?
Yeah, he's 66. So.
He is 66. Yeah. Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's married to somebody famous, too?
He was with Meg Ryan for a long time, right?
But they never married or something.
I think they were, maybe.
They married and had a kid.
I think Russell Crowe home-wrecked it. I can't remember.
Mm.
This is back in the early '00s.
No, you're thinking of Simon Cowell. He's the one.
Simon, the guy from the show?
Oh, yeah. Which other Simon Cowell do you know?
I don't know very many. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Simon Marketing.
Oh, God.
You remember that one? I was trying to come back to it. That's who owns all the malls, too. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
And now, TBT on TRG.
If you came to me 3 or 4 years ago, and said, tell me one wrestling legend that you don't think will ever make it into the studio for an interview. Given the past and given certain documentaries that I'd seen, I would have said Jake the Snake Roberts would not have made it into the studio.
Because he's dead.
But
no, he's here.
The motto of professional wrestling, never say never. And here he is, WWE Hall of Famer himself, Jake the Snake Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, sir?
Oh, doing great, man.
Yeah, I want to call you Lazarus.
Yeah, why
not? I want to call you Lazarus.
I've been called worse.
Well, I imagine. How are you, sir?
Wonderful.
What a...
Absolutely wonderful.
God, where do we start? Where do we start?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you where it starts with me, other than growing up watching you. Beyond the Mat, the documentary.
Holy crap.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was BS.
They took some things out of context?
Oh, we staged a bunch of stuff just having fun.
Really?
And next thing you know, I feel so bad having to film it. Are you serious? I was the only one not invited to the premiere. And
what?
Yeah.
And it's centered around
you. I was the only one not paid for the movie.
Oh.
I got to thank my good friends McFoley for that and Mr. Funk.
Oh, wow. Now, you're saying that sarcastically.
Yes, I am.
Now, so they got paydays and you did not.
Yeah, they got paydays and they helped set me up. So, right. You know, nice guys, whatever, you know. That's all right. I'm moving in next door to the producer of the film and take his kids to school and put a oil on his wife's ass. Oh, mow the yard for him and just give him love.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the way to do it.
You're a gentleman, Jake Roberts.
Yeah, absolutely.
That kind of surprises me. Those two guys you mentioned seem like if they were...
Yep.
head guys of the wrestling brotherhood.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Well, we're not looking for you to
me,
come here.
I'm just an honest prick. I don't care. So there we go.
you know what you're getting.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
No, man. They can do what they do. I know who I am.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and so does the world now. Like, you've had a chance
I've
to tell your own
ashamed,
story.
You know? I mean, years ago when I came out and talked about addiction and stuff, I was told, you know, you're going to destroy your career. Well, I didn't help it, none, but I didn't destroy it.
Right.
And to me, it was just a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. What should you do here, Jake? Should you continue to live this lie and be out there in front of these people and hold their children and smile for pictures, or should you be honest?
Yeah.
Because it made me sick whenever I held another kid or acted like I was, you know, that family guy. And I came out and told my story, and it's helped a lot of people, man.
A lot
of people, and still helping people. Here's a product of Jake here, you know. He's done an amazing thing. He's lost 160 pounds in less than a year.
That's good.
You know, that's great.
Doing juicing and not.
Yeah, oh, yeah, not Scott Steiner juicing.
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, the good kind?
Yeah, good kind of juicing.
And DDP yoga, too.
Well, listen, I was looking for the place when DDP, you were wearing the DDP yoga shirt.
Yeah, well, they're free, you know. I'm into free, man. Too many ex-wives.
Big fan of DDP as well, and this guy right here, to my left, Nine, we've been doing radio together now for going on 16, 17 years. He weighed 430 pounds when I met him. Cool. He has lost
about 200 pounds.
200 pounds.
Right. About 200.
And he was doing DDP yoga.
Oh, yeah. I just started that for Christmas.
Cool, man.
Love it.
We ran into DDP's daughter, with who was she with?
She was with Chris Benson.
Yeah, we're at some charity function. Yeah. She was there, and she's like, "You guys have got to get on my dad's yoga." This was when it was kind of in its infancy. Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah, you know,
send us a copy of it.
Yeah. I'd love to check it out." Well, we never got it, but then Nine goes out and gets it, and then it's like it's remarkable.
Yeah, it really.
How does yoga work on dieting and all? I mean, I don't get it.
It doesn't have to match up for it to work, I guess. Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, he never started this thing as a weight loss program.
Right. It was more of a conscious
recovery.
Kind of
thing. A physical recovery for your body. That's what he started it for. He developed it for himself, the selfish bastard.
You know? Did he have addiction issues? Did Paige have a...
Yeah, he blew his back out, man, right after he signed a really nice contract.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I finally made it and I blew my back. Oh, great.
Yeah.
So he seen it all going down the toilet, and his wife came in. Of course, that's the last thing you want to hear from your wife is how to get healthy and work out. You know?
Right, of course, of course.
But she introduced him to yoga, and then he got busy on it, man.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel so dang good that you wind up losing weight because you feel good.
Yeah. For me, it helps change my attitude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what I liked. I hated myself.
Yeah.
You know, what I did to myself, my family, my career, and so on and so forth. So for me to get a spark in any place, I'll take it.
Sure.
And I just hated it. It was yoga. You know?
Yeah. It's like, well, it's kind of an effeminate kind of thing. Like, that's why a lot of men don't want to.
I'm Jake the Snake Robertson. I do yoga.
Right. I know. Because you used
right
to.
Right after I had my nails done.
Barbells free weights and stuff and yoga.
That's part of it, though, is if DDP and Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall, if they do yoga, then.
Must be all right.
My big ass can get by with doing yoga if these dudes can do it.
Well, Foley too now.
I don't like him anymore after what you said.
He's finally gotten healthy, man. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I think he had to. What is speaking of? We're talking with Jake the Snake Roberts, of course, the Jake the Snake Roberts, WWE Hall of Famer, in town tonight for all things stand up comedy.
Yeah, well, I really don't do comedy.
Well, I was going to say this is more. I would think with you is more of a kind of a storyteller's kind
it's
of
a BS thing. Session.
Yeah.
You know, it's
we do
guys,
4 hours of that every
it's
day.
It's the guys in the locker room sitting there naked and telling bull stories.
That's the best.
It's real. Yeah. All the stuff I talk about is real, especially my Ric Flair stuff.
Heat with Rick?
I
talk about
it. Here's
time.
My thing. How can you brag about being a 16-time world champion? That means you have beat 16 times.
Right.
That's true.
Show me a guy who's only been beaten once for the belt. That's the guy.
Right. In reality, Bob Backlund has a better record.
But I mean,
San Martino.
I have no heat with Rick. And if I do, it's even better. But no.
It's hard to find somebody that didn't have heat with Flair back then.
Yeah, he worked so hard at it.
Yeah. Here's what I've said about Flair, and you knew him prior to the plane crash, right?
Right, yeah.
Did he not, and I didn't, but things I've read, people I've talked to, there's always been a wrestling theme with this show for the last 15 years where it comes up. So I feel like Ric Flair became, Ric Flair died that day. Ric Flair became the character and never turned back. You agree?
I agree.
It's crazy, totally, isn't it?
Plus, he seized a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
The top talent, he went down on the plane.
Yeah,
and he was just a fat kid. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Ric Flair at one time was 300-something pounds.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He was the joke of the locker room.
He wanted to be Dusty Rhodes.
Right. Yeah. He was a little kid that brought the robes back.
Yeah.
You know, bada bing. Hey, all things are possible, man. So there you go.
That's the insane. You keep saying that, and that is true.
Absolutely.
All things are possible.
I mean, bro, you got to consider where I came from and what I did, man. I mean, not counting the cancer that I had.
Right.
You know, wow. And not counting, I mean, drug addiction. And I'll tell you this, guys. If you can beat alcohol and drugs,
cancer
is not a real challenge. You know, and unfortunately, I'm still fighting cigarettes, man. It just burns my butt, man.
Yeah.
They got me tried everything. Short hairs.
Man.
Yeah. My daughter got me on the Chantix without telling me about it.
Oh.
So I'm thinking I've got stomach cancer because I'm puking my guts out every day because every time I smoke a cigarette, I get sick.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's a hammer, Jake. Hit yourself on the hand with this hammer every time you have a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Wow. She didn't tell me, man. So 4 days later, I'm like, you got to take me in. I think I'm going.
Oh, finally got you. Wow.
You know, I have a pub. I'm starting to feel better.
You think that it's with the alcohol and the drugs. When you're on that, everyone around you would know, and it stays with you. Whereas the cigarettes, you go out back, smoke half one,
whatever.
You're done with it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm just glad that it's over and so grateful and for all the people that helped me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm out here pushing today, man, is we all know somebody struggling. Each and every one of us in this room knows somebody that's having problems with drug addiction or alcoholism or weight loss, and yet we're not doing a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
We're reactive. We wait until they go and do something bad.
Wait till they die.
Yeah.
That's when we go help them, and we just carry them down the aisle.
Yep. Yeah.
And
pallbearers in waiting.
If not for Diamond Dallas Page, I would not be here today. Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. I was probably 3 months from death, man, when I finally got the hook, you know. And it blows me away that I never suffered from withdrawals.
Yeah. And really? No DTs?
I
went
from an 8-ball a day, man, every day for years and years and years. I did cocaine for 30 years.
Wow.
Never had withdrawal.
Wow.
I never got the DD, never got the shakes. Yes, I had cravings.
Yeah.
And yes, I busted my butt and went back out there and tried one more time to change the plan. But, you know, it was short-lived each time. And it made me so miserable because I was just so angry at myself. And here you go again, failing again. You can't do it again. You're like, oh, my God, man. You talk about some rough talks I had with the mirror, man. And, you know, I finally made it, man, and I beat the cancer, and now I'm just out here touring, telling these ridiculously crazy road stories, having a blast doing it, more so happier about the fact that at each show I encourage somebody in the audience or whoever's in the audience, if you're struggling, having a problem, or want some real advice, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I mean that.
Yeah.
Now, Jake, I want to ask you a question just about wrestling matches. Mm-hmm. If you had to choose between the two, the coal miner's glove with Sting or the blindfold with Rick Martel, which one? Rick Martel?
Yes.
Okay.
That match with Sting stunk. It's just because he's lazy.
Really?
You know, at the time, he was in a situation with Sorry about that. Well, never mind. WCW.
It stings. Don't say that. I'm lazy.
Yeah, right. That, you know, he had that spot.
Yeah.
And he was getting his money, and he just didn't care.
Really?
You know, I could never go to the ring and not care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? I could never go to the ring and not be charged. You're the pay-per-view, for crying out loud. Doesn't that do something?
Right.
If I do it, I do it. If I don't, I still do it. I get it. You know, whatever. I'm like, dude, man, please.
Yeah.
You know, but he just...
I love him to death, but he seems like he'd be very boring behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Like just stay to himself and
breathe.
Thank
you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's... But I love his performance.
I think he grows peanuts. I'm just kidding.
The Hall of Fame. Yeah. You're in.
Yeah.
To me, there's several guys that it's almost a travesty they're not in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you feel, three or four guys that... You think it's outright just ridiculous they're not in?
Barry Horowitz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's time they put some of those guys in, man.
Yeah.
Those guys made the stars.
You had to have the George Souths of the world.
Yes, man. Without those guys, you're never anything.
I'm patting myself on the back right now.
They get abused and left behind, as usual, you know? That's the guys I'm looking at. I mean, then you start turning the pages back, man, and there's a million real wrestlers.
Right.
You know, Hiro Matsuda's and your Danny Hodges. Well, I think Danny's in. Danny Hodges, man, what a dude he was, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The grip.
Yeah.
That's what they called him for good reasons. I mean, here's a guy that wrestled and boxed at a very high level.
Wow.
You know, you're bad.
Yeah,
I used to ride in the car with him when I was a little kid, and my whole thing with him was, "Please, Danny, can we go to the hardware store?" And he had a real meat, quiet voice. And,
yeah,
you know, it looked like you could just go up and slap him around, you know. But he would take me to a hardware store, and he'd ask him, "Do you have any really good pliers?" They're like, "Excuse me, pliers? I need a pair of really good pliers." Sir, there's a bucket full of them over there. Just get what you want. Thank you, kind sir.
Huh.
And then he'd go over there and pick them up and squeeze and chink and break them.
He would break the pliers.
Yeah. If he did this, you gave up.
Oh, man.
Oh, I bet so.
You gave up.
Never would do the strength test with
he'd
him.
Break your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Yeah. Just two men. It sounded like the Macho Man.
Macho Man?
I've done cocaine for 30 years. Yeah.
So much cocaine with the iron sheet. Yeah.
Fat Boy was just saying that, of course, that was the Throwback Thursday from 2017. The photo is up, too, but I look like... I look worse than Jake the Snake Roberts does in that photo.
I think that was the height of Jake's yoga.
Yeah, but... That was really good, but Fat Boy was saying during that Jake the Snake Roberts is quarantined in a hotel in Lalana.
Yep.
Because he lives with Jake the Snake Roberts, and Jake the Snake Roberts just became a grandpa, and I guess the generational pages lived there.
DDP, yeah.
So he asked Jake to leave the house. Is that what it was?
Yeah, he's like, if you leave, you know, because he's going to do AEW. He's like, you can't come back for a month.
Right.
So the Jake Snake's been living in a hotel.
It's Jake the Snake, not Snake the Jake.
I don't know if Scott Hall's with him or not.
Go. Oh, I know somebody that is close to him. I can actually get you whereabouts on Scott Hall tomorrow morning.
God. Scott Hall's the greatest man, but I want to look out. Might be having some troubles. I don't know.
If you had to be quarantined with one of the outsiders, tomorrow morning we'll do a whole hour on that. I would go Kevin Nash on
that. Well, he blocked me, so he wouldn't let me.
Kevin Nash blocked you.
He blocked me on Twitter.
I gave him a bottle of wine and he looked at the label and laughed at it and said, thanks. I swear to God, goodness. True story.
Was it, did it have a foot on it?
That was the night we formed the NNW. It really was.
Thanks for nothing.
Get today's podcast. Oh, first of all, thanks to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and had a part of today's show. and also especially Corey Stevenson of the Corey Stevenson Band performing today for Phonaroo Day 19.
So good.
Or Day 17. Tomorrow's Day 18. I'm skipping ahead.
Look at you.
Who's on tomorrow?
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me step into a Slim Jim and I'll check the calendar. Yeah.
Let me have 1 second. Yeah,
yeah, the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, brother.
We've got Michael Bragg and Justin Jones.
All right. Oh, good.
Arcane?
Arcane?
I have trouble with it.
You're
about to ask him. Yours.
I've done cocaine for 30 years.
I'm doing so much cocaine right now.
I don't need your yoga. I got a hotel.
You got a $100 bill I could roll up?
But yeah. You don't have a nice machine in your lobby, do you, DDP?
Yeah. No, you got too many kids running around.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Also, the radio.com app as well. Tomorrow, in addition to what we just said, the FOF line.
Oh, yeah. Full force.
864-241-4318. This is where you're going to get some anonymous narcs call in and say, I don't want to say where I'm calling from, but I'm sitting here watching five people sit here and play hacky sack together in the park.
Need you to bust them up?
Right by the Civil War Monument.
Citizens arrest.
Yeah, 864-241-4318. An executive order came down. Paige will rock you at work today. You stay at home or work responsibly or whatever you got to do. Be safe out there for real. Join Fat Boy 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6 and maybe an update on Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Gotta hope so.
I was told we'd get that this morning, but I guess he ain't up yet.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Let's go wake him up.
All right. I'll meet you downstairs. We'll be back right after this. Tomorrow morning, though.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.